I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With new powers in Syria, everything you thought you knew about the Middle East is about to change. Meanwhile, people in Malawi get their hands on gospel hope. We'll tell you how in just a few moments. And we'll begin today in Syria, where the Assad regime has fallen after rebel forces took several major cities, including the capital, Damascus. President Bashar al-Assad's family has ruled Syria with an iron fist for decades, and his ouster has been 13 years in the making since the Arab Spring. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says the sudden shift in the war was made possible by the weakening of Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah, which were propping up Assad's government. Of the rebels, Samuel says,
they attacked shortly after the ceasefire in Lebanon, and there was no stopping them, really. Once they got moving, the Assad army, due to lack of funding, lack of resources, just really ended up, in many cases, throwing down their arms and fleeing because they knew that this was a fight that was not worth fighting any longer.
Yet Syrian Christians and minorities are asking, does this trade one type of oppression for another?
There's still significant fear as to what this might mean for them. The rebels, they have direct ties and connections historically to Al-Qaeda. You might call them ISIS adjacent.
Pray for Syrians seeking hope to find Jesus.
Those that care about this region are taking a day of fasting and praying on December 11th just to spend on behalf of Syria. We're also praying for protection for displaced families and vulnerable communities, that God's peace and stability might reign in Syria.
Then, while the dust settles in Syria, ministries are watchful but moving forward. The Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, has provided biblical learning for Christians in Syria since 1990. The past 13-plus years of Syria's civil war didn't stop God's work. Even before the regime fell this weekend, Daniel with PTEE saw threads of redemption in the war.
Conflict has a spiritual effect, and it can make people turn away from the Lord, or it can bring people to him. We discussed this with some of our course facilitators in Syria, and they said that they noticed people holding firmly to the word of God and throwing themselves into the arms of the Lord. They described him as the only one who could truly provide peace and safety.
PTEE serves 400-plus students across the MENA region per year. Daniel says in recent years, up to half have been from Syria. Pray for Syria and for Christian leaders being raised up.
Keep praying for peace in this country. You can also give thanks for the work that the Lord has been doing amongst his people, particularly amongst those people who always use the name of Christ and would say, I'm from that background, but until now, I hadn't made that personal commitment.
And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, with all that's uncertain in the world right now, there's an encouraging report from Mission Cry. The Bibles and Christian books they shipped out to the South African nation of Malawi are now out on the streets in people's hands. Jason Wolford, president of Mission Cry, talks about their local partner in Malawi.
They do three things and do it very well. Minister to orphanages, prison ministry, and then they have a mobile library.
The bookmobile is a truck loaded with potential to reach anyone with the gospel.
We stop, we put out signs and start distributing and then move on to the next town. And so we're able to get into some of these areas where someone may not be in prison, or they might not, you know, be in the orphanage, might not be in church, but they're willing to take a book and read about our Lord and Savior.
Is there a Christian book on your shelf that you imagine someone else could benefit from? Consider donating it to Mission Cry. These types of books include
any Bibles, Christian authored books, seminary materials. And what I mean by seminary materials would be Bible commentaries, Bible dictionaries, study Bibles, etc. And then Christian education.
We'll connect you to Mission Cry through links at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.